May 27th, 2018, an ISIS affiliate in Africa beheaded 10 people in northern Mozambique. Most people probably don't know that there is an alarming increase in Islamist terrorism in Southeast Africa. I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that not many people know a lot about Mozambique. Hint, it is on the Indian Ocean in southeastern Africa. A former Portuguese colony, it was beset by a civil war that lasted 15 years from the late 1970s to the early 1990s. Since that time, it has not enjoyed the best governance, all too common a problem in Africa. Another interesting fact about that country, which may surprise many of you, is that over the past 2 years, it has been bothered by a growing terrorist threat. Those who follow developments in Africa may be familiar with Al-Shabaab in Somalia, or Boko Haram in Nigeria, or a variety of groups tied to Al-Qaeda, AQ, and Islamic State, ISIS, in the Sahel, but I imagine hearing about similar problems in Mozambique is new to you. In fact, there has been a terrorist group aligned with Al-Qaeda operating in the country since the 1990s. Confusingly, it calls itself Al-Shabaab, though it has nothing to do with the much more famous Somali group of the same name. More recently, ISIS has created a province it calls Central African Republic, ISCAP or ISCAP, which has carried out many attacks in northern Mozambique, including today's featured incident. On this day in 2018, Ansar al-Sunnah, part of ISCAP, beheaded 10 people, including children, in Monjane, a village near the border with Tanzania. Without naming the group that carried out the beheadings, the police vowed they will hunt and find them and take them to the court as happened with others. Police reinforcements have been sent to the villages to step up security. Quote, two of those killed were boys aged 15 and 16 who had set out in the early hours hunting mice to eat. That was from the police. The area where most of the attacks are taking place is in Cabo Delgado province. This part of Mozambique is very important for the country's economy as it is near massive offshore gas fields that are cited for development. Terrorist activity could scare away investors and gas workers. Mozambique ranks 145th in the overall prosperity index rankings. Since 2009, Mozambique has moved down the rankings table by 4 places. It has a long way to go, even if progress has been made since the end of the Civil War. Terrorism will not help it get there.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.